Back to Senegal once again. Bassirou Diomaye Faye, becoming president of Senegal. Dipti's here. Tell us what the papers are saying about it this time.
Well, Stuart, Bassirou Diomaye Faye defeated the ruling party's candidate in elections last week, of course, swaying voters with promises of change in Senegal. This is what Sud Quotidien has to say about it. Diomaye en scène, or Diomaye on the big stage now, this daily says, ahead of his swearing-in ceremony this Tuesday, of course. The 44-year-old is Senegal's youngest president ever, and the anti-system candidate will now have to live up to his promises. That's what Sud Quotidien says on its front page. This paper here, Besbi Le Jour, says, il nous tourne le dos, it's sort of a play on words of the phrase, he's turning his back on us, in reference, of course, to Macky Sall, the outgoing Senegalese president. This paper choosing to focus on Sall and his legacy, listing what they really list as an unflattering legacy. Hopes of Senegal securing its food sovereignty has been postponed under Macky Sall. Mixed results on socio-economic progress and democracy and freedom also curtailed in Senegal under the previous president, Macky Sall.
Now, Dipti's found a piece for us in the French investigative website Mediapart. It looks at the ambiguities of politics of Diomaye Faye's party, particularly the issue of women's rights, Dipti.
That's right. For Mediapart, his party, the name of his party is PASTEF. The PASTEF stands on women and homosexuals. Don't bode well for the future of these two groups in the country. Furthermore, Diomaye Faye is a practicing polygamist. He's been photographed in public with his two wives. Mediapart saying legally there's nothing wrong with this in Senegal, but he is the first president of Senegal ever to be an openly practicing polygamist. Furthermore, the PASTEF party's founder, Ousmane Sonko, has been in the past accused of rape and was sentenced to 2 years in prison, not for rape, but the corruption of youth, I quote. His response to those charges, he said, if he were to rape someone, it would be someone attractive. Senegalese feminists are understandably concerned about the future of women's rights in the country. Stuart.
Let's move to Spain for this next story. A video appearing to show Madrid police beating an unarmed black man has sparked outrage there.
That's right, two unarmed black men. Before we get into the story, let's show you a small snippet of that video, but just warning you, it is very violent. So you see here, this video was actually taken by a bystander and then posted online, and since then it has sparked a lot of outrage among the political classes in Spain. The video was shot on Friday, and as you saw there, it appears to show one of the men on the ground immobilized by one police officer in a chokehold while another police officer appears to beat him with a baton or a stick, and then and proceeds to punch another bystander, another unarmed black man who was standing nearby. The Spanish Interior Ministry has opened an investigation now into those arrests of the two men, both migrants, according to El País newspaper. As I said, though, it triggered angry reactions from anti-racism parties like the left-wing Podemos party, who were part of a small demonstration on the weekend. Madrid's mayor, meanwhile, is standing by the police, he says, until evidence points to the contrary. There is an interesting article in this Spanish daily Clarín today, which says between this incident of allegedly a very violent police arrest and ongoing accusations of discrimination and racism in football, what is going on with racism in Spain? The paper asks. On the weekend, Argentine football player Marcos Acuña, who plays with Sevilla, was the victim of racist taunts that prompted the suspension of his club's match. And Sevilla's coach himself was also the victim of racist taunts during that match.
Finally from Dipti, the legendary French actress Isabel Huppert, she's been heckled during her monologue performance. It's sparked yet another debate about theatre-goers' behaviour, Dipti.
That's right, the renowned French actress had the only speaking part in a modern adaptation of the 17th century play Bérénice. Now, despite a lot of anticipation around her performance, a journalist for Le Figaro, who attended one of the performances in March, described chaotic scenes. Members of the audience left almost as soon as the play began, banging their seats in anger. Others started laughing during the most tragic parts of the play. And one person told Huppert while she was performing that monologue, I quote, "We can't hear you speak up." The play ended with boos and applause and near blows between those who liked it and those who didn't. It sparked, of course, a big debate around how we should behave at the theatre. Should we be orderly and respectful, or should we be bawdy, as was the case before the 19th century, when it was very common to heckle actors on stage?
I'll start heckling you during the press review. Like Isabel Huppert, poor woman. All right, thanks a lot, Dipti, with the papers here on France 24.